Mayorkas welcomed record surge of migrants in April. By Neil Monroe on May 17, 2023. President Joe Biden's border deputies welcomed a record surge of economic migrants in April, shortly before they lifted the Title 42 barrier on May 11. Alejandro Mayorkas' Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced the record inflow on May 17, saying that 137,374 migrants were admitted during the month, before the flood of roughly 40,000 migrants through the border in the days before May 11. The April inflow exceeded the 135,211 migrants who were admitted in April 2022. Biden's April 2023 inflow is 87 times as many as were admitted by President Donald Trump in April 2020. The April inflow number also excludes the roughly 50,000 migrants who were invited to take Biden's parole pathways, and it excludes the roughly 60,000 young migrants who sneaked past the thinly monitored border. Altogether, Biden's deputies have allowed 250,000 migrants in April, or roughly 2 migrants for every 3 U.S. births. Since January 2021, Biden's deputies have admitted roughly 4.5 million migrants across the southern border. The migration is expected to remain high even after the administration imposed supposedly tough border rules on May 11. The May numbers will be hidden until early June. Biden's deputies want more economic migrants to get through the border, despite the huge pocketbook and status damage to ordinary Americans and their children. So they have twisted U.S. laws to open up a series of doorways to help deliver the extra workers, consumers, renters, and government clients to the party's donors and unions, despite the migration cap set in 1990 by Congress. On May 11, for example, Biden's pro-migration border secretary, the Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas, was asked about the taxpayer cost of migration. He dodged the question and argued that U.S. investors should be allowed to hire cheap workers from poor countries, such as Colombia in South America, instead of being forced to fairly compete for American white-collar and blue-collar employees in a level U.S. labor market. "Let me turn that question around. I'm going to turn it around to match the question that an international partner asked of me, and the question that the international partner asked of me is, what is the economic cost of your broken immigration system? Since there are businesses around this country that are desperate for workers, there are desperate workers in foreign countries that are looking for jobs in the United States, where they can earn money lawfully and send much-needed remittances back home. What is the cost of a broken immigration system? That is the question I am asked, and that is the question that I pose to Congress, because it is extraordinarily high." Mayorkas, however, is also a fierce zealot for foreign migration regardless of the damage to Americans in America. On May 17, he explained his ideological motives in a graduation speech to the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. "My drive has been defined by a very clear purpose. My mother's and father's life journeys were defined by displacement. My mother was twice a refugee, first from war-torn Europe and, 19 years later, with my father, my sister, and me from the communist takeover of Cuba. My mother lost most of her family to the Nazi concentration camps, and she never really regained her sense of security. In Cuba, my father lost the business he had started, as well as the chance to be by his mother's side when she passed. My parents were both extraordinary people, principled and kind beyond measure. They instilled in me the values by which they lived unflinchingly. They are the primary engine of my drive, and the primary reason why I work so hard, my purpose." But even many Democratic voters are alarmed by Mayorkas's policies, and more Republicans are denouncing his pro-poverty policies. "Think of the effects that this has on working Americans' wages to have 10 million more people who shouldn't be here competing for jobs," Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., said on May 13. He added, "Think about what this does for housing prices, when you have to house 10 million people that shouldn't be here. That drives up the costs of housing when interest rates are already through the roof. This is economic warfare and theft of the American dream from American citizens. That is the big problem here, and that's why we have to keep fighting it. Nobody has a right to immigrate to this country," Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said on May 10 as he signed his sweeping state-level law curbing illegal migration in Florida's jobs and housing. He continued, "We determine as Americans what type of immigration system benefits our country, But when you're doing immigration, it's not for their benefit as foreigners, it's for your benefit as Americans. So if there's legal immigration that's harming Americans, we shouldn't do that either. For example, some of these H-1B visas, they would fire American tech workers and hire foreigners at lower wages. I don't agree with that. I think that's wrong. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver foreign workers to wealthy employers and investors and providing equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is obviously unpopular among voters. For example, a 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.